The Royal National College for the Blind are currently preparing for the final challenge of a trophy-laden season. This Saturday, they will be competing against West Bromwich Albion Blind FC in the FA's Disability Cup final. It's in the blind category, which is now in its 8th year, and it's taking place at St George's Park at 2:15 p.m. There are six different matches taking place across six different categories. Those are amputee, blind, which we're going to be talking about, cerebral palsy, deaf, partially sighted, and power chair. And joining me to tell us more is RNC's head coach, Adam Bendall. So, first of all, congratulations, Adam. Hugely successful season. I believe a treble is already in the bag.
It's been a pretty crazy season. It started back in October and we've been really lucky to win three competitions now. So we've won the National Blind Football League, the Brian Aaron's Cup, which is a domestic cup competition, and we've just won the European Blind Football League as well under the RNC banner.
So confidence must be sky high in the group.
The guys have done phenomenally well this season, but like the game this weekend against West Brom have got some really top young players like Efe Shimwell and Issa Amjid. And they got Pauly Obo over from Italy. So, yeah, I think if you were to look at the teams and compare the teams, they're probably slightly stronger than us in some departments. But yeah, it should be a great game. And our lads are definitely looking forward to the challenge.
Now, obviously, you were in last year's final as well. You just missed out to Brighton and Hove Albion. So, you do have the experience of getting to the final stages.
Yeah, I mean, I think at 7 out of the 8 disability cups we've been involved in, we've only missed out on one. So, yeah, we've got a relatively decent track record of qualifying for it and then doing well in the competition. Obviously, last year we lost to Brighton. I think over the years it's been unfortunate that some of the players in the teams haven't been able, or the senior players and the players that play for England haven't been able to take part in the disability cup because I think last year we were out in a competition in France, and then the year before that we were in the Euros in Italy. So this year is probably the first time in a couple of seasons where you're going to see all of the England players playing against one another, which should make for just a fantastic game and to promote our sport even more.
And talking of promoting it, TNT Sports will be showing the match live, as indeed they will the other five finals as well. And then the highlights will also be on Channel 4 and all four. So it's getting plenty of promotion. That must be pleasing.
It's amazing. Yeah, I think for all of us that are involved, and I'm sure I speak for West Brom when I say this as well, and Merseyside, who are the other team in the league. We all obviously want to win and we're all competitive. But one of the biggest things that we want to protect blind football as much as we possibly can in terms of finding new young players to our sport and for mainstream media to be broadcasting it and to have it out there is just huge. And hopefully, off the back of this, like it does every year, it can raise even more awareness. It can promote our sport even more, but also hopefully find future players that will be playing in the competition in 5, 6, 7, 8 years' time. And then also then off the back of that, hopefully going to represent their country as well. And I think all of the players, and this is definitely my aim on the weekend. Obviously, I want to win, but that's not always possible. It's just to inspire young blind males and females to get involved in blind football.
And it's great it's on TV, but we want fans to come along too. And it's taking place at St George's Park.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I'm not sure of how many tickets are left available. I think the last time that I spoke to someone who was organizing it, I think there was only a few tickets left, may have even been sold out. I think that goes for all of the games, no matter what the impairment is, it's all sold out or there's relatively little tickets left.
How do people find out more about the college, Adam?
The college is on all social media platforms, and the most information is on our website. So it's www.rnc.co.uk, and that's where you can find out about Sports Academy, but also the other programs and academic programs that we offer here. I always say this to everyone. I think the biggest thing the college does for a blind or visually impaired person is giving them that independence and allowing them to integrate into society positively. So yeah, that's where I'd go to find out more. And I'm sure if there wasn't the answers that you were looking for, we also have an email of info@rnc.ac.uk. So you can find out more information and speak to someone directly through that as well.
Well, listen, good luck in the final and your quest for the quadruple. May the best team win. RNC's head coach, Adam Bendall, thanks for your time on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.